Any betting man or woman would love to know the winners before placing a wager. The people of Marshall, Missouri know that there was once a way you could predict the future. It all had to do with one very amazing canine. We take a look back at Jim the Wonder Dog on this edition of the American Countryside. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
He was dubbed Jim the Wonder Dog. Born in 1925, his owner Sam Van Arnsdale of Marshall, Missouri, discovered that the dog seemed to understand what people said and could even predict future events. The dog picked the Kentucky Derby winner 7 straight times and even displayed his abilities to a session of the Missouri legislature.
He's a pretty good draw anywhere he went, but a lot of the really good stories are the ones of just small groups of people when he was doing things, particularly around Marshall and the Rough Hotel where they lived here in town.
At the hotel, Sam often asked his dog Jim what room a guest had stayed in as they were checking out at the front desk.
Jim would tell him which room would do his pause, room 6 or 7 or whatever it was. And one of the things they say he could do is if somebody who'd been here before and he'd come back, he'd say, Jim, what room was this man in when last time he was here? And he would tell him what room the last time the guy was here.
Jim became world famous. Vets and researchers studied him and could find nothing different from other Llewellyn setters. Jim died in 1937 and is still a well-known figure here.
When he died, Van Arsdale had a family plot at Ridge Park Cemetery, and they wanted to bury the dog there because he was just a member of their family as far as they were concerned. And people at the cemetery said, no, you can't put a dog in a people's cemetery.
So Van Arsdale purchased land across from the cemetery to bury the amazing canine.
A few years later, the cemetery expanded, and Jim's in the cemetery now. It's the most visited place in Marshall. They're always leaving toys or flowers or coins or something on his grave, probably for luck.
Jim's story lives on. There's even a book that was published about his amazing and unexplainable talents. Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.